This audio is for the beginners, just starting out on meditation. As we develop, we'll speak more about posture and some preliminary practices to do and some other meditation practices. As a starter for this week, we'll start with breath meditation. Before we start, what we should do is just make sure that when we're sitting, that we are sitting with our back straight as possible. If you are feeling comfortable enough to sit in cross-legged position or half lotus position or lotus position, by all means do that. If you're not, don't force the posture. Some people try to force it and they hurt themselves. If you're not happy with any of these or comfortable with any of these postures, then just sit on a chair. But when you're sitting on the chair, have your back straight. If you can, avoid leaning against the back of the chair. Keep your eyes open, maybe looking down at a 45-degree angle, and then breathe in and out through your nose. And bring your attention to feeling the breath going into your nose, and when you're breathing out, feel your breath as it's expelled out of your nose. Just breathe normally. With your attention, you feel the breath going in and the breath going out. And as soon as your mind gets distracted or you get lost in a train of thought, as soon as you realize that you've become distracted or that your train of thought or that you're lost in your train of thought, bring your mind back or your awareness back to your breath, breathing in and breathing out. For instance, you may breathe in and breathe out and your awareness is there. Then after a little while, you start thinking about, well, tomorrow I've still got so much work to do. I wonder if I should, and bring it back to your awareness. Bring your awareness. As soon as you notice your mind has disappeared, your mind has got involved in some story or a train of thought, bring it back to the awareness. The breath in and the breath out. And don't get upset with yourself. Just say, well done. Yes, I've noticed this again. My mind is wandering. And gently, kindly, bring it back to your breath. You're breathing in, you're breathing out, and then, oh, I wonder what's for dinner tonight. I haven't really prepared any. And then back to your awareness. And this is the purpose of this meditation exercise. As soon as you are starting to reject something or you're starting to get involved in something with your mind, with your train of thoughts, as soon as you notice that this is happening, bring it back to your awareness. Bring it back to your breath as it comes in and out of your nose. It's also important to remember that we're not trying to block everything out. Some people think when they're meditating, they have to stop every single thought, or they have to avoid any sound, they have to block out sound, or they have to block out sight. This is not the purpose. If your eyes are open, then you may still see movement, but you don't follow the movement. You will still hear sounds, but don't follow those sounds. Don't think, oh, I wonder what bird that is singing that song, or why do they have to make a noise when I'm trying to meditate? There's going to be noises, and we're not trying to block them out. We hear them, but we keep our attention or our awareness on our breath in and our breath out. And there's also no point in getting frustrated that we're having thoughts and our mind is following these thoughts. This is just natural, and we've been doing this for lifetimes. Or even this lifetime, we've been letting it happen so easily that this is what's naturally going to happen. So now we're starting to train our mind with our awareness to bring our mind back to the present, to the breath coming in and going out. What you can do or try if you want as well is count the breaths coming in. Breathe in, breathe out, is one. Breathe in, breathe out is two. If you can count up to number 10, then start at one again. But as soon as you've found yourself that you've been distracted, then you start at one again. So you might go breathe in one, out one, breathe in two, and then you get lost in your thought, some discussion, and then you bring your awareness back to your breath and you start at one again. Some people are used to closing their eyes when they meditate, and you can do this, although I recommend that you learn to meditate with your eyes open. And why this is because later on, it is going to be more important if you really progress on the path that you keep your eyes open. And some of the reasoning behind it is as well, is that when your eyes are closed, your mind is more imaginative. And this is not what we're trying to achieve. We're not trying to be very creative with our mind at the moment. We're just bringing our mind back, our awareness back to our breath. So we're training our mind. And the other is if you're tired, it's much easier to fall asleep if your eyes are closed. And with respect to your body, don't be too tight and don't be too loose. The example given is that like that of guitar strings. If the guitar strings are too loose, then the sound isn't good. And if they're too tight, then the sound isn't good. They must be in the middle. This we have to find ourselves. If our mind is too loose or we're too relaxed, what happens is that we are easily distracted and we easily fall asleep. If our mind is too tight, we try too hard, then what happens is we get tired very quickly, we might get a headache, and then again, as a result, we get distracted very easily. Maybe just like when we are eating food, when we're having our lunch, do we get a headache? No, but we can have the right attention. So although we have the attention when we're eating, we're not too tight. And we're also not too relaxed that we slouch all over into our food. And this is a very important exercise in reclaiming our awareness. Our awareness, in fact, is always there. It's just that often we lose our awareness or we forget our awareness. And in the beginning, we may be a little bit tighter. It's like when you start learning to drive a car. We're not so used to the gear shift or watching the road, changing gears and the pedals at the same time. So we might be a little bit tighter. But once we get used to driving, then we drive in a quite a relaxed manner, but still better that we don't lose our awareness. And in the beginning, if you find that you really have a lot of thoughts and start thinking that this meditation is no good, or my meditation is no good because I have much more thoughts, many more thoughts than when I wasn't meditating, this is not necessarily the case. What may well be happening is now that you are starting to meditate, you suddenly start to realize how busy our mind is, which we didn't notice before. And as soon as you notice that you are lost in thought, that is when your meditation has started again, because you have that awareness. Oh, I'm getting caught up in my thoughts, in all of these random thoughts, and bring it back to your breath.